This episode of Hands on Windows is presented free. If you'd like the rest of the episodes filled with great Windows tips and tricks, join Club Twit for $7 a month, or you can get just this podcast for $2.99 a month. Head on over to twit.tv/clubtwit for more information. Coming up next on Hands on Windows, we're going to take a look at the myriad of ways in which you can create screenshots and the handful of ways in which you can create screen recordings using the tools built into Windows 11. It's coming up next.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Everybody, and welcome back to Hands on Windows. I'm Paul Thrott. And this week, we're going to take a look at the different ways in which you can create screenshots, which are still images of what's happening on screen, and also screen recordings, which are videos of what's happening on screen, using the tools that are built into Windows 11. As it turns out, there are actually many ways you can create screenshots, and there are one or two ways, depending on how you want to count that, to create screen recordings. This is technology in many ways that dates back to the beginning of not Windows, but rather the PC and MS-DOS, right? If you think back to the original IBM PC, it had a print screen button, and the point of that button was that you would press it and it would literally print to whatever was attached to PT1, whatever line printer was there, and it would print out what was on the screen. And what was on the screen at that time was text. And so it was basically just taking the buffer and dumping it to the printer instead of to the screen. It's kind of an interesting bit of functionality, but as we move forward in time, obviously GUIs and Windows in particular take off, and we still have print screen buttons on our keyboards, and we still have this need to take and capture what's going on screen. But what's happening on screen now is graphical. It's not textual in nature. So the print screen button is the first and oldest way to record what's on the screen. It dates back, like I said, in text form to the original IBM PC and MS-DOS, but it dates back in Windows to the first version of Windows, and that's when it switched over to being what it is today. So print screen is going to be hard for me to demo because you can't see me hit the print screen button. But if you hit that button on your keyboard, it will take a screen capture. Now, in my case, I have two displays attached to this computer that we're recording the show on. So the screen capture is going to look a little different because you're going to see both of those screens. But typically, most people will have a single screen, and so the screen capture will represent that exact screen. So I will hit the print screen button, or I should say I have hit the print screen button, and now we can go to the Paint app, and I'll just zoom this down a little bit so you can see it a little bit better. But here you can see what you would typically see, which is just that one screen, right? It's just the desktop and the recycle bin and the taskbar, everything that you can see on screen, and that's exactly what you would expect. And so from here, you could save this file. Obviously, you could use it in Microsoft Word document. You could, upload it to the web, whatever you wanted to do with it. That's the point. The other big usage here is to use Alt plus print screen. I'm just going to open a File Explorer window. And what that will do is we'll capture the currently selected, the window that has focus, right? So the File Explorer window is focused. I hit Alt plus print screen, go back to Paint. And now when I paste this thing in, of course, what I'm getting is just that window. And same rules apply. You can cut and paste and save to file, all that kind of stuff. So great. The problem with print screen, it should be fairly obvious, but in case it's not, is that it doesn't save a file automatically, right? You need to know that there's a clipboard, and you need to know that that's where it's going, and then you need to know what to do with it afterwards. And so previous to Windows 11, but a few versions ago, Microsoft added a shortcut that will not only capture the screen, but will also save it to disk. And that shortcut is Windows key plus print screen. So if I do that, the screen actually dims, which is nice because it gives you an indication that something happened. And then a file is saved. Now here you have to know where to go, but in all cases, it goes to the pictures folder. And if you don't have one, it will create a screenshots folder. You can see I create a lot of screenshots. And then in here, you can see the screenshot. Now, again, I'm using two screens, and so you see two different things here. But typically, it would just be the right side of the screen here. And so, okay, that's good. The other thing you can do is you could hit Windows key plus Alt plus print screen, and that's kind of interesting. But the If you remember from the Xbox Game Pass chapter, that keyboard shortcut is actually taken over by, the Xbox Game Bar chapter. That feature, that keyboard shortcut is actually taken over by that application. So if I do that, let me bring up a File Explorer window again. Simple. Windows key plus Alt plus print screen. What you'll see is this notification appear from the Game Bar. And if I click on that, it doesn't do anything. There it goes. It should break up the Xbox Game Bar. So what this does is it shows all the game screenshots I've taken, plus this one screenshot of this application window, which looks a little out of place in this interface. But if we close this down, we can just go to the pitch. I'm sorry, in this case, the videos folder. So same sort of thing. It creates a captures folder. It has a unique naming structure. They're not alphabetical by date and time. In this case, it says home because that's the name of the application window. I've taken screenshots of Halo Infinite, so you see some of those screenshots here, also Minecraft Legends. But that's kind of the point. The idea is that because this is considered a screen capture, it's part of Xbox Game Bar, it puts it in here with other captures that would typically be from games, which could include screen recordings as well. But in this case, it's just a screenshot. So that's where you find that. I kind of don't like how inconsistent that is, but that's the system that we that we have to live with. So that's that. Now, understanding that these methods of taking screenshots are semi-non-discoverable, right? That most people probably don't know they even exist. I think a lot of people don't even know that cut, copy, and paste exist. Microsoft decided to create a tool that can be used to create screenshots, and now, actually in a more recent version, also screen captures, screen recordings, that's graphical in nature, right? So it's something more obvious. That thing is called the snipping tool. And in a future version of Windows 11, it's actually going to take over what print screen does on your keyboard for the first time, literally since the beginning of the PC. But for now, you have to run it manually unless you change how it's configured. So I'll just search for that and start. You bring up this application. So you get the simple little application. And this solves a lot of the problems with print screen and with Windows key plus print screen, which is, A, it's discoverable, semi-discoverable. If you go into search and start typing screenshot, snipping tool comes up, right? So that's kind of neat. Semi-discoverable. Like I said, it's going to be the default soon. That's good. It has some basic editing tools, which we'll look at in a little while. It has different capture modes. It can capture an arbitrary rectangle, which you can draw on the screen. It can capture a window, like print screen, like all plus print screen. It can capture the full screen, like print screen. And it also can capture a freeform mode, which technically, or I should say literally, doesn't make a lot of sense on most computers. But if you have a touch-based screen where maybe you can draw with your finger, or a pen-based screen, you might want to do that kind of thing where you circle part of it and capture that. But I would say for the most part, you're going to do full screen or you're going to do window mode. It also supports a timer, which is kind of nice. So you can have the thing count down. You can get everything where you want it and then do the countdown. I won't do that here. But when you record, you just click the new button here, and it does the screen capture based on what you chose. Now, again, you get the two screens. It's a little confusing, but dual screen setup. But now you can see the editing tools that you have available. It's just basic stuff. It's very similar to something you would see on a touch-based system if you're using OneNote, or if you're familiar with the editing tools that are built into Microsoft Edge, very similar there as well. So you have basic pens of various sizes and colors, highlighting, erasing, a level tool, a touch writing. So if you have a touch screen, you can write it right on the screen. Cropping and undo, redo, et cetera, et cetera. So you can save and it does all that stuff. So that's good. I'll just restart that app so you can get it back with nothing in it. The other thing you can see here in the middle of the window is it says you can press the Windows logo key, Win key, plus Shift plus S to start a snip. Now, you need to know that before you can do it, but it's nice because they put it in the application window. And that's kind of cool because you can start a snip, as they call it. Kind of don't like that term either, but you can start a screen capture, I would call it, without having to run the application first. So if you can remember that keyboard shortcut, you could just type that in and then you'll get this overlay. It's just a little pain and it gives you those four modes. And so you can choose what you want. So I'll just choose a full screen snip. It gives you a nice little pop-up notification here. You can click on that. It opens that thing in the snipping tool. It's just kind of a nicer experience. The other thing you can do with this app, which is kind of interesting, is you can do a screen recording. Now, There's technically one other way to do a screen recording built into Windows 11, and that's that Xbox Game Bar that we talked about before and in a previous episode. But that tool is really designed for taking screen recording of games. This is really the better way to take a screen recording if you want what's happening on screen on the desktop, right? Now, you don't have a lot of options here. You don't get, you know, you can't choose rectangles and, you know, freeform and all that stuff, but you can start your new capture. And it just goes. And again, here you're going to see the same effect. Unfortunately, it may, the screen goes dim a little bit. You can click the start button, start the recording, and then click it again to stop. I'll just click stop and get rid of that. Now, in this case, this thing is saved to your videos folder as an MP4 file, which makes tons of sense. So with all these options, you're thinking, okay, well, this is all well and good. And in the future, actually today, if you wanted to, there's an option in the snipping tool where you can make snipping tool the default for print screen. If you want to do that, you can do that today. That's good. But the one thing none of those screenshot tools gives you is a way to capture the mouse pointer. And for that reason, of course, you know, in my case, when I'm writing a book and I need screen captures, a lot of times I need to show what people are clicking on or whatever. You have to find a third party utility. The one I use is called GreenShot. I do recommend it highly. It's free. It's available on the web. There's also something called ShareX, also free. I believe it's in the Microsoft Store, but it's also available from the web. And both of these applications and probably others have options where you can capture the screen as part of your screenshot process. So I'm going to run GreenShot. I turned it off because it takes over some of the capabilities of print screen. So I'll just click here on something in this window and I'll hit Alt print screen, right, to capture the window. And it saves it to my desktop here, as you can see. And the difference is now you get the window like you would expect, but you have the mouse cursor built in, which is what I'm looking for in this case. So that's actually really handy if you need that kind of thing. Unfortunately, it's like I said, it's the only major feature I can think of for screenshots that's not built into any of the tools in Windows. So it's just good to know you have to turn to a third-party tool if you want to do that. So I think that's everything. I hope you found this useful. We will be back every Thursday with a new episode of Hands on Windows. You can learn more at twit.tv/HOW. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Thanks for watching.
Hey, I'm Rod Pyle, Editor-in-Chief of Ad Astra Magazine. And each week I join with my co-host to bring you This Week in Space, the latest and greatest news from the final frontier. We talk to NASA chiefs, space scientists, engineers, educators, and artists, and sometimes we just shoot the breeze over what's hot and what's not in space books and TV. And we do it all for you, our fellow true believers. So whether you're an armchair adventurer or waiting for your turn to grab a slot in Elon's Mars rocket, join us on This Week in Space and be part of the greatest adventure of all time.